Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, we've all felt it, that sheer dread when you log onto your work email after a couple of weeks off on holiday. The endless mailing list, emails, the spam, and mixed in the urgent ones that need to be replied to. So how do we emerge from the email black hole? Caroline Reedy of the HR Suite is on the line. You're very welcome, Caroline.
Good afternoon, Daryl.
Look, email was meant to revolutionise our productivity, but it seems it's becoming one of the biggest drains on our workday.
I think between email, Teams, all the instant messaging, you know, that we're now getting so accustomed to, the issue is we're trying to actually do work in the middle, but because of the amount of interruptions, all the research tells us that it's hugely impacting productivity. And now we're trying to get people to singularly task rather than jump around. And for some of us, if we're doing a job that we don't like to do or a task we don't like to do, we're delighted to see the email pop up to distract us for any excuse to do something else.
But it creates great pressure, you know, because you're trying to do singular tasks, but you're getting all of this at you. Should we switch off access to emails, you know, within normal work hours or outside of it to try and manage that kind of that big challenge to your productivity?
I think there's two challenges in that. One is, I think during the working day, there needs to be kind of certain times when we're doing a task that's tedious or, you know, really requires kind of concentration, etc. It's definitely better to turn off notifications then, because all the research tells us that you're going to be, you know, a lot more productive during that time. But I think the second part of your question then, which is, should we turn off emails when we're not at work or we all are enjoying the sunshine over this long weekend? And I'm sure many of your listeners, including myself, have dipped in to check the emails and flag anything important, etc. But I think for some people, myself included, that gives me a level of comfort that I'm not waiting for a huge inbox of emails tomorrow morning to face. But for others, we've got the right to disconnect, and it's important we respect that.
This might be a bit terrifying for some, but do you think we should auto-delete incoming emails when we're on holiday, and if they really want you, they pick it back up, or is that just too big a risk?
I think that would give me an absolute coronary, Dervla, just even contemplating
that. Give me great joy,
that.
Caroline.
Yeah, I know. I suppose, like, I definitely do put my out of office on when I'm on holidays and redirect emails to my colleagues, and I'm lucky enough that I can do that. But I definitely think, you know, you'd hate something to fall between the way, you know, the cracks. And for me, I suppose we're very responsive to customer needs that we'd never contemplate that. However, I do think for many people that would give them great joy, because I'm sure the holiday fear of going back after 2 weeks being off is very real for everybody.
Oh, listen, I can kind of see these boundaries, what's right and what's not, ending up in the court someday. But for now, Caroline Reedy, the HR Suite, thank you very much.